Good morning. The time is 9:33. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
PPS Superintendent Dr. Kimberly Armstrong's July progress report reveals more about the district's future. The letter highlights many significant topics, including PPS's accelerated summer learning program and their staff professional development programming. Most noteworthy, Armstrong reveals more information about the district's sessions to support the district continuous improvement plan. Cabinets are focused on, quote, reframing non-negotiables for learning outcomes, like literacy, math, attendance, high school success, and more, mapping the year ahead through the lens of coherence and capacity building, identifying areas of complex change that require thoughtful improvement, role clarity, and cross-functional collaboration. Staff are following the logic model of, quote, building a culture of shared responsibility and improvement across the system, making sure the central office teams are in sync with what schools need, supporting equity-focused leadership that all students feel safe and successful, end quote.
The Albina Library is being reopened on July 19th after being closed for renovation since March of 2023. According to Multnomah County Libraries, over 22,000 square feet of space has been added, making it 30,000 square feet, around four times as large as it was before the remodel. There's features as well, like an enclosed courtyard at the center of the building, a play area for small children, new technology, and so much more. If you want to visit next weekend, the library is located at 205 Northeast Russell Street, Portland, Oregon.
Now, Oregon's cherry harvest has begun, but the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement efforts are affecting employees in a major way. From OPB, Ian Chandler, the owner of a 300-acre cherry and pear orchard with his wife in Wasco County, says migrants who usually follow the harvest from making their way north to Oregon and Washington are afraid to work out of fear that they could be deported by ICE. Many local agricultural operations rely on migrant employees to keep their businesses stable. Miguel, a worker, says to OPB, "We were nervous to we'd get pulled over. It's a struggle to find work, so we have to get it wherever we can." OPB says Chandler's now behind schedule and is already at risk of losing 300 tons of cherries that were meant to be turned into brine.
A hiking contest started earlier today at Mount Hood Meadows, offering enthusiasts a chance to complete in three challenges. According to Coin6, you could win prizes based on how many days you hike, how much elevation you gain, and how quickly you complete the trail known as Wizard's Way. The weather couldn't be better. Temperatures are sitting comfortably between 70 and 75 degrees, making it a perfect day to hit the trail.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Jude. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Here's a helpful job hint. After you are hired for that first job, prove to your new boss that hiring you was the right thing to do. You can do this by being prepared for the job and willing to learn, taking initiative, being reliable, being a team player, work well with others, being helpful, being respectful to everyone, managing your emotions, and continuing to try when things get difficult. Follow these examples, and not only will you have success at this job, but getting your next job will be even easier. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight it is mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 61 degrees. Tomorrow it is partly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Right now it is clear and 66 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear and 72 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently it is clear and 67 degrees in the Rose City. You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on KBPS and KBPS.am. If you'd like to call in, request a song, that phone number for you is 503-916-KBPS. Again, that is 503-916-KBPS. Now, without further ado, here we are with Wildflower by Billie Eilish.